BBC News with Moira Alderson. In Brazil, demonstrations are underway in a number of cities against the handling of the COVID crisis by the government of President Jair Bolsonaro. In Brasilia, thousands have gathered in front of the Congress building, calling for the president's impeachment and demanding COVID vaccines. Colombia's president, Iván Duque, has extended the deployment of military forces to a quarter of the country's provinces as anti-government demonstrations enter a second month. 10 people have died in overnight violence in the city of Cali. Rallies have been taking place in numerous countries to show solidarity with the people of Belarus. Many have been calling for the release of the Belarusian journalist Roman Protasevich, detained along with his girlfriend after an airliner was forced to land in Minsk. The authorities in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu are allowing car manufacturers to keep operating amid protests by workers who fear catching coronavirus. The state is under a strict lockdown, but it has allowed car making with safety measures such as social distancing. The German Health Minister Jens Spahn has promised more random checks of coronavirus testing centres amid a scandal over whether some are fraudulently inflating test numbers for financial gain. Prosecutors in several regions have opened investigations after media reports that some have been charging the state for tests that weren't carried out. Millions of motorists in the United States filling up for the Memorial Day long weekend are facing the highest prices for years at the pumps. A gallon of petrol is about a dollar more expensive than it was this time last year. Thousands of football fans are in the Portuguese city of Porto for an all-English final in the Champions League between Chelsea and Manchester City. 6,000 supporters from each side got tickets, but many more have made the journey anyway. That's the latest BBC News.